At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday, as we look forward to a big weekend coming up in the NFL, but one more game to play on Super Wild Card Weekend. It is the Cardinals. It is the Rams. 3.5 is the number. We ready to throw out some props we like, but let's make some of these official here and close out our first playoff weekend. Joe, why don't you go first? Cardinals, Rams. It's interesting. This number sat here 3.5 through last week, through the weekend, and unlike a couple games, I saw a little movement on the Steelers, a lot of movement on the Eagles before kickoff. None of this right now. Maybe it changes before, 8:15 tonight, but zero movement on this tonight. So what do you think?
I think that it's our duty to give a pick on the side because that's what people are looking for. Yeah. But I'll just put it out there, and we talked about it all last week, that it doesn't mean I have a strong, strong opinion on it. But it's a lane. I'll be betting on it. But I don't love it. Not betting it as much as some of my plays over the weekend. But the Cardinals dominated on the road this year, 8-1 straight up, 8-1 against the spread. That makes me feel a little bit better. Both teams tumbling down the stretch. They were just horrendous, even though the Rams had more wins. I feel better about J.J. Watt's return. So he should do a pretty good job on the run defense. Stafford in a big spot. I don't like betting on Stafford in a big spot, playoffs or not. You're not going to find me backing them. So I will take Arizona +3.5, and I really hope they pull off the upset as I grab them in Survivor. I feel better about Zach Ertz. He's been the target hog for this Cardinals offense of late, especially with the Hopkins injury. He's really stepped in, been a big part. So over 5.5 receptions. As a dart throw, I'm probably going to – I'll put something on Wesley. He's 28-1 of the Cardinals for first touchdown score.
I like that one. Aaron, where are you going tonight? What are you thinking?
All right. So I've got the Cardinals on the spread and money line. I just think that they'll probably win this game. So a little more value there. And then I'm doing James Conner, anytime touchdown +120. I mean, the dude pretty much scores a touchdown in every game. He did not against the Lions and the Browns and what else? The Bears, but pretty much every game besides those. Devontae Adams, 9-1 to be the playoff receiving yards leader. And then a Matthew Stafford over half an interception. Yes, it's all about fading him tonight for me.
I like it. I am with Joe in terms of I don't like this number. I don't like it. If I had to close my eyes and tell you what happened right now, I feel like the Rams win by a field goal, but I have to take the points.
As I was saying Cardinals +3.5, I kind of closed my eyes and saw 28-24 Rams, which I, that's my concern.
Right, but by four. And I think it's by three, so I'll take the 3.5. I don't know. I mean, this feels like a close game. I feel like the Cardinals falling apart at the end is almost overshadowed by what happened to the Rams last week at Stafford's interceptions. I mean, they've been bad. They've been bad for a while. As far as the props tonight, I'll go the Beckham touchdown +120. He's been a red zone monster for them, and he scored last time these two teams played. I'll go with the Aaron Donald sack. I think Kyler Murray runs himself into a sack at some point tonight. So we'll go with those two props in this game. We'll keep it there. A couple props, and the 3.5 I'll take with the Cardinals and feel terrible about it. So that's how we feel about this game tonight. And I said the Aaron Donald sack, so that's in as well. Shay's with us today. And for Jake, Shay, what do you got tonight? What are you thinking?
I got a few, and I'm starting with Stafford over 35.5 attempts, minus 120. This is also me fading him, by the way. If you look at his playoff career, 3 picks, 2 fumbles, both lost in 3 career playoff games. Guy's a turnover merchant. I think he puts his team behind the 8 ball, gets his guys in a negative game script early, and as a result, they're going to throw the ball a lot. Maybe they win, maybe they lose. I think the Cardinals cover with the hook. But I like him to throw like 40 times, 40 plus times, really, because I think he's going to put his team behind the 8 ball and in a negative game script. College basketball, I've got Drake -1.5 at Southern Illinois. I think Drake, their best player missed 7 games and they ended up plummeting in KenPom. He's back. He's healthy. I think that they're very undervalued and you're getting them at a really kind of deflated number. And then finally, Pelicans, I have them +5. They're down to +4. Robert Williams and Marcus Smart are out for the Celtics. Rest of the roster stinks except Tatum and Brown, who can't do it all by themselves. So even as bad as the Pelicans are, I hate the Celtics today.
I like it. Yeah, the Pelicans are bad, but the Celtics, you can hate them worse. Shay, good picks. Like it. Paul, where are you going tonight?
So I am also on the Cardinals +3.5. Again, kind of throw your hands up and take the points for me. And then Christian Kirk going over. I like Joe's angle on the receptions for Ertz, but yards going over 50.5 for Christian Kirk. He's definitely his ADOT is 11.6. Definitely more of a shot guy for them. And last couple games, so if you take away the last game against Seattle, they lost 9 targets, 9 targets, 12 targets, 6, and then kind of anywhere between 3 and 8. The rest of the season. So. I'll also take a flyer on him, most receiving yards, 6-1 in the game.
I like that one.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. That's the interesting one. He feels like the guy. If it's not Kupp, if Kupp gets stuck in that 70-80 range, he could break 2 big ones.
What do you guys think they're going to do with the Rams running backs? So I think the trend over a number of years has been McVay might switch it up down the stretch with his backs, gives a guy with fresh legs more opportunities. But last week, Akers only got 20% of the snaps.
Five carries. Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna go to Michelle in a playoff spot. I mean, just plodding along. I don't know. Akers tonight.
Lesser extent. I thought the Eagles yesterday tried to just assume Miles Sanders was fine after missing a few weeks. He didn't look good. They kind of went away from their committee that was working. So, yeah, I wonder. They force Akers in there. I mean, it's weird. Again, Miles Sanders had a hand injury, so you would have felt like he'd run fine. Cam Akers is coming off an Achilles in August. I still don't know how he's on the field tonight, playing running back in the NFL. It's wild.
Yeah, so, well, if he does get any – to play 20% off the Achilles, isn't that kind of saying that he's fine?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a remarkable recovery.
So what is he for a touchdown? Just anytime touchdown for Akers, plus 200. Plus 1,300 for first or last. So, could be. I could see it. Boy, 5 attempts for 3 yards. Maybe not last week.
Yeah, he obviously didn't do much when he was in there.
No.
Obviously, we gave our sides and our picks for the game. Any credence or any worry on the McVay ownership of the Cardinals? Let's own them.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
9-1, I think.
Yeah, 9-1. How many were with a healthy Kyler is my retort.
So one would be this year, right? The one in December. Before this year, I guess it was 8-0. Wasn't that was the story before the Cardinals went and kicked their butt in Los Angeles and whenever that was, week 4 or 5 of the season. So, yeah, I mean, it probably is a few of them with Kyler. I mean, this is Kyler's third year in the NFL. He's been banged up for some of that time, but I don't know. I would roughly say four of them or so, five of them maybe, half-ish against a healthy Kyler.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
Anybody yeah, I'm not either. Worried? It's interesting. That'll come up tonight. Not so, worried. All good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be shocked if the Rams win by 10, but I have no idea what to expect tonight, which makes it kind of fun. I just hope it's not like a gross, ugly game.
Yeah, we need another good one. We had a couple ugly ones. Like,
oh my gosh! So I'm going through it, and one of the losses last year, it's when Strevler got most of the work against Wolford. So you throw that.
Oh,
one
that was
out,
week
right?
18. That was week 17. Correct. Excuse me. Whatever.
Didn't
it was.
Matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to throw that one out, right?
It's like our Josh Allen thing. Let's debunk the narrative.
Yes. So he splits this year. Last year, lost once, and the other one I'm completely throwing out. And then in his rookie year, last game of the season, last game of the season, 325 yards. Good, two picks. That's a problem. He's a rookie, kind of expected. It's a very talented defense, and horrendous in his very first start against the Rams. They lost 34-7. So I think there's a little context.
Yeah. We might have to do something like that throughout the week with these playoff games, debunk the narrative, because we did it last week with Josh Allen on the cold. We just kind of did it on the fly there with this this trend. Yeah, that could be fun to do.
Trend or truth, something like that.
Yeah, trend or truth.
I like these on-air production meetings.
Me too. Maybe we'll do this tomorrow, and not the next day,
Yeah, what else?
I do have a confession. I have an NBA double-double tonight.
Oh, we were waiting for it.
Of course.
I love tonight's card. All of my guys are playing. Not all of the options are out, but I've got Valanciunas and Jared Allen, two-leg parlay plus 139 for double-doubles.
Okay.
Wait, when are these games? MLK Day, we've got all these afternoon games.
Right, there's a lot of NBA.
12:40 tip in a 3:10. Don't have to wait long for this to hit.
Illinois and Purdue in about 5 minutes.
Ooh. If we were still on live betting.
Yeah. Alina, well, not in Illinois, but yeah.
Right. I can't bet on it. Stupid.
I can do that.
I mean, Shea's got all the offshores and the bookies at the
casino. Locals. Locals. That's the key.
That's the way to do it.
Locals.
So one thing we didn't mention today was our same game parlay for the NBA on Friday. We got screwed by a couple things. One, Levine went out, right? Levine got hurt.
Yes.
In that game with the
like 3 minutes in. Yeah.
And then the Sixers were up so much that they pulled Embiid. He was at 25 points. He would have got to 30, but they took him out of the game because it just was over.
I hit the Vucevic rebounds with Draymond out of the green.
And Curry hit his threes. So we hit the two legs there. It was we didn't have our guys on the court enough. If Embiid and Levine play, I think we're home.
Yeah.
So we had the right angle on it.
Yes. Yeah.
Good news over the weekend for the Bulls. Doesn't look like it's going to be super long-term for Levine, so.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's petmeds.com and promo code podcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets.
In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Did they get shellacked by someone yesterday or the day before? Or was that Friday? It was Friday.
Yeah, it was the Warriors.
Warriors. Yeah. It was the game we had our parlay on. I was kind of like half watching the score. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, they didn't have half their starters and they smoked them.
Yeah.
The Not Warriors great. Didn't know. Yeah, yeah, it was bad.
Well, at least we have some NBA double-doubles tonight that Aaron threw it. All right, we're back tomorrow with a lot to talk about, including breaking down the Rams-Cardinals, and we will look forward, fully forward, to division around in the NFL with four games set. We'll have the time set. We'll have the odds set for all four games. So I'm very excited for tomorrow's show and the rest of the week looking at the NFL as we head to what I always think is the best weekend of football. Like, this past weekend has the most games, but, like, the best weekend of football all year, I think it's this one. You get the best teams. You get the teams kind of weeded out, the ones that don't belong. I think we're coming up on the best weekend of football. All right, everyone, enjoy the games tonight. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. And if you're watching, as always, stay tuned for the Daily Tip on Twitch. We're back tomorrow right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.